Could you please tell me your name?
Joanne Baez.
Oh, could you spell that for me?
It's B like boy, A-E-Z.
Okay, thanks. So the first question will be, where do you most commonly get your food?
At the grocery store. Do you want me to name one? Or I go to Aldi, but I like Fresh Thyme. Yeah.
So basically, how do you get there? Could you describe your journey to these places?
I drive my car. Yeah. And I have my bags. I bring my bags in the car. Yeah.
So how long did it take, like, for you to get there? Also, how often do you travel to there?
I go to Fresh Thyme maybe like every other week. So I buy, you know, things to last me that long. But I like their produce, so that's why I go there. I forgot the rest of the question.
How often?
Oh, yeah. Aldi, I go whenever I need something because it's close by to my house. So it's like 5 minutes away. Fresh Thyme's a little farther, so it takes me like maybe 15, 20 minutes to get there and come back.
Yeah. So I'm wondering, do you have a garden at your home or like a garden bed, or do you plant anything at home?
No, I just plant flowers, but no vegetables or anything.
So what kind of food would you grow if you have a chance, if you have the opportunity?
Oh, probably like vegetables and herbs. Like, not all vegetables because I don't like cucumbers, but maybe like tomatoes. I have done tomatoes before, actually. And maybe lettuce, things like that.
Mm-hmm. So, and could you describe your dream garden plot if you have a chance?
I've never really thought about that. But if I could have a plot, I would probably plant like leafy greens and like carrots, and like green beans and things like that.
So among all the like vegetables or like the food you have, so is there any taste or recipe for trust or for comfort? Is there any?
I'm Puerto Rican, so if I cook something like that, that's very comforting to me. Something like that my grandma would make. Something like chicken with rice or rice and beans and things like that. Those are like comfort foods to me.
So if there's any like special recipes that pass down from generations or from families?
My sister took all of those recipes. My mother would write them down, and she has the notebook with them. So she sends me pictures every time I want to make something that she has in the notebook. Yeah, but anything like specific, I can't think of anything right now. But like one thing that my cousins and I were talking about, we used to have like, and our grandma used to make us like cream of wheat, but very Latin style, so that we were all talking about that just yesterday, actually. So she'd put not just vanilla but cinnamon, and the thing that got everybody, it was that she would put in like lemon rind in it, so it made it really good. That's what we remember.
So speaking of that, so is there any, there are a lot of family gathering in your family for like gathering for food together or some dinner together?
We don't get together very often, especially after, you know, now that COVID's hit, we would like to get back together, but because there's a lot of us all over the United States, so we always chat every day, and there's always somebody who brings up some kind of food that somebody makes or wants the recipe for something, that then everybody contributes to that recipe. Yeah.
So is there any other food that is special to you and why?
Well, my grandma used to make these chicken pies that I always remember, and like she and my father would make stuffed turkey that That was like their project, so we remember those fondly. We can't make them because they never taught us, but we always remember those.
Thanks so much for sharing.
Thank you.